Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, here we are again. Back to work, and Mike Smith ready to go at 7 o'clock.
Hello! Hello!
Across the UK, Britain's favourite Radio 1.
I was just thinking about how nice it must be for you to come to work on these Monday mornings and come back to civilization.
It's quite nice, actually, Mike. I must say, you sort of miss it after a week, and it's nice to be back in the chair playing all the records.
Yeah, but you know, cut off in the countryside there, all the... No telephone. No power.
I've only come in for a bath.
Can I come down to yours for a holiday?
Is that okay?
It sounds wonderful the way it's all cut off.
Are you going to bring Sarah?
Okay. She'd love it.
My love is a rainbow.
Pete Wiley with 4.11.44, kicking off the breakfast show for Monday morning. 4 minutes past seven, and here's Westworld. Westworld. Silver Mac, it's 8 minutes past seven. What's on the way this morning? I've got a rude awakening coming up before 7.30, in which someone gets extremely violent. That'll be with you at about 7.25 this morning. We also have the chart coming after 7.30, so solid chart music all the way from 7.30 to 8 o'clock. What we won't have on the programme this morning, this is the show that will not be bringing you any financial advice this morning. We have no comments about the stock market whatsoever. We have absolutely no mention of yuppies on this programme either. I know everybody's talking about yuppies, but we're not talking about them. And no analysis of royal weddings and royal marriages and relationships. They're the things you won't find here this morning. If you want that, go anywhere else.
I hear a lot of stories.
That's Virgil Sharkey. Had a good heart from a couple of years ago. Got to number one. It's 7.12, the newspapers this morning. I know I said I wasn't going to mention stock markets or yuppies or royal relationships, but they're all over the front page of the papers this morning. In most cases, the Independent highlights a market slump battering business confidence. A poll of leading businessmen carried out at the end of last week for the Independent shows that a majority of senior executives are less optimistic than they were a fortnight ago before the crash. Speaking from their cardboard boxes under Victoria Station on the South Bank of London. Mao's men go in for Peking power switch. Now, you may think this is to do with electricity in China, but it's not. It's the Telegraph headline this morning. The 13th Communist Party conference came to an end in Peking yesterday, and it was revealed that half of the present Politburo had resigned, clearing the way for reformers to occupy the heights of party leadership and marking the end of lingering Maoism at the top of the party. And then the rest of the papers this morning are full of headlines like My Darling Smiling Through, Happiness in Berlin, Happy Dies Are Here Again, and Charlie's Darling. Yes, you're quite right. All to do with the Prince and Princess of Wales. Well spotted. And let's move on to the weather forecast, shall we? Because it's a pretty gloomy morning in many parts of the country. Sun rose this morning at 5 to 7. It sets this afternoon at 4.33. And we have fog blanketing the whole of England this morning. It's right across England, except for the far southwestern corner. That fog is going to be very slow to clear. It's going to lead to innumerable travelling problems this morning. And it means that if you are setting off somewhere, I would advise you to set off nice and early, because otherwise you're going to get stuck in some amazing jams this morning. So fog blanketing England. We also have some drizzly rain around this morning over northwest Scotland. Otherwise, it's dry everywhere. The fog will be very slow to clear because of the light winds, and it won't clear till after lunch today. Once it does clear, it's going to bring hazy sunshine to many parts of the United Kingdom. But there will be a return of the fog tonight, and it will be more widespread this evening. It will go right up to southern Scotland. The whole of England and most of Wales will be covered in fog tonight as well. And forecast of freezing temperatures for this evening, so some frost around as well. Winds light westerlies today, very light, and temperatures 12 to 13 Celsius, but if the hazy sunshine breaks through this afternoon, those temperatures could sneak up a couple of degrees. That's your Monday morning weather forecast, the 2nd of November, it's 7.15.
Rise and shine on Radio 1. Good morning.
You want a Mac kind?
That's their new single, Need You Tonight. Before that was Bananarama and Guilty, Love in the First Degree, which is number 4 in the charts. Didn't make it up to the top of the charts. You can find out all about the new Top 40 between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, if you haven't caught it already. Other stories coming up this morning on the programme include another speeding royal. This time it's Prince Michael of Kent, who yesterday was featured on Dave Lee Travis's show when DLT did that very mummy ride all the way down to Brighton in his veteran car. And Prince Michael of Kent is accused in the papers this morning by various veteran car drivers of speeding and cutting them up. One of them said he overtook me at 40 miles an hour. Gosh!
Get out your lazy bed. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get out your lazy bed.
Okay. It's Rude Awakening time. It's a Monday morning. Whitley, Reading in Berkshire is the place. Tim Thompson's written the letter to me. He says, 3 weeks ago, my girlfriend got a parking ticket in Reading. And as she was driving home, it blew out of the car window and we lost the ticket. So we went to the... likely story, but we'll believe it. We went to the police station and we reported it as a lost property. And I told her that if she didn't pay it within 28 days, then the fine would be going up to over £40. Anyway, I've just written away to the head ticket office at Oxfordshire to explain about what happened to the ticket. Wouldn't it be fun if you gave her a rude awakening to try and explain to her why she's got to pay so much money? Oh, yes. What a waggish sense of humour you have. His girlfriend is called Debbie, and she should be answering the phone any second now.
Hello?
Do I have the right number for Miss Heslop?
Yes.
This is Reading Clerk to the Magistrates here. I'm ringing about your parking ticket.
Oh, yeah.
We don't appear to have received payment.
I've lost it.
What, the payment?
No, I'm going to send it in today.
How much will you be sending us, Miss Heslop?
It's £12.
Oh, no. No.
No, that's all I've got on the thing, and I'm not paying no more, because I've had a letter back off them.
No. Now, £45 is the correct fee on this one.
I'm not paying £45.
Miss Heslop, if I tell you you have to pay £45, you have to pay £45.
To who? Where are you ringing from?
Reading.
No, I haven't got to pay it in Reading.
Yes, but we're...
to Oxford now.
Now, we're the sub-office for Oxford.
No, well, I've had a letter off then. I've got to send it back to them. And they've got £12 on the letter, and I'm not paying no more.
Yes, but you claimed you lost your parking ticket.
Yes, and I've had a letter off then because I sent a letter to Oxford because they told me to write a letter to Oxford, and that's what I did.
How did you lose your parking ticket?
It blew out the window.
I beg your pardon?
It blew out of the window.
Say that to me with a straight face, Miss Heslop.
Look, I've already been down the police station and explained them. They give me the address to Oxford because they phoned my mum up.
Miss Heslop, you can't tell me that your...
letter.
I'm sorry, you can't tell me your parking ticket blew out of a window.
Look, I've left it on the dashboard and it's blown out of the window.
Well, you can stop, turn around and go back and pick it up.
What, on the DR? On the IDR?
Well, you can do what you like. I want it picked up. Otherwise, you're paying us £45.
I'm not paying you £45. I've wrote to Oxford and they've already told me I'm paying £12.
All right.
We come down and explained it to the police station.
We can negotiate a settlement on this. We can negotiate a settlement. I will accept the £12.
I haven't got to pay it to you.
Please, Miss Heslop, let's not get head up about this. I'm offering you a settlement. Listen to me.
Why didn't they tell me on the letter then?
Listen.
I wrote and explained it to them.
Miss Heslop.
I've only just had the letter back.
Miss Heslop, here comes the offer of the settlement, and I shall say this once only. £12 and £2 of bananas.
Bananas for what?
Mike Smith at Radio 1. I love them.
You?
Don't you dare swear at me. It's not my fault.
How did you know?
Well, you see, you've got this boyfriend called Tim.
Yeah.
And he's ever so good at writing letters.
Well, I love him when he's up.
It's funny, your temper seems to have disappeared.
No, I'm all right now.
Are you?
£45.
Oh. That's what I call a rude awakening. Alison Moyet with some love resurrection. 7:29 on Radio 1. 10:53, 10:89 a.m., medium wave around the country, and this is the first ever stereo weekday breakfast show happening at the moment. We're going out on 104.8 FM in the London and the South East area, Central Scotland to follow soon afterwards. We hope by Christmas or the early part of next year we'll have the Central Scotland transmitter online. It's all part of Radio 1 being stereolised. 104.8, the right-hand end of the FM dial if you're around London and the South East this morning. If you're around England, be warned, it's fog everywhere this morning, apart from the southwestern tip of England, so rail services, aircraft and roads badly affected by reduced visibility because of fog this morning. Slow to clear, it won't clear until lunchtime today. That's the travel news, the chart coming next.
Mike Smith Breakfast Show.
In about 3 minutes' time, it's Monday morning, the 2nd of November at 7:30.
Radio 1.
And here's Jane Markham.
Five men are to be questioned by a French magistrate. And that's it. There are headlines at 8 and a summary at 8:30.
Mike Smith.
Smithy.
Oh, yeah.
Now stop giggling about that pumpkin, please.
Radio 1, the UK Top 40.
It's 26 minutes to 8 o'clock, and here we go with the brand new Top 40 as announced at 5 o'clock last night by Bruno Brooks. Down 6 at number 40, so the story goes from Living in a Box, and the first of 8 new entries is at 39 for Marillion. It is 9 minutes to 9. Monday the 2nd of November, today sees the launch of the 1987 Poppy Appeal. And Prince Edward today is presenting the 1987 Schools Design Prize at the Science Museum in Cromwell Road. That's at 11 o'clock this morning. The Shadows will be celebrating Bruce Welsh's birthday. He's 47 today. They're on stage at the Bristol Hippodrome tonight. The Christians are at Cardiff University. Chris Rea, who is doing some brilliant concerts at the moment, is at Brighton Centre. And Echo and the Bunnymen at Wembley Arena. Alexander O'Neill at St David's in Cardiff tonight. Alexander O'Neill touring here. Didn't know that. Ooh. Let's try and get some tickets for that one then. What else is going on at the moment? Oh yes, well, anniversaries today. If you are celebrating a birthday, you're alongside Keith Emerson of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, the well-known firm of rock-playing solicitors. He's 43 today, born this day 1944. Ken Rosewall, former tennis player, 51 today. Marie Antoinette would have been 232 if only she hadn't lost... It was her head she lost, wasn't it? Wasn't that the bit they had chopped off? It was, wasn't it? Yeah, it would be her head. You know nothing about history, do you? No, it's No. Just know, all he knows about next door is faders and FM and AM. That's all he knows about. Jimmy Carter beat Gerald Ford and became president of the US this day, 1976. The Daily Mirror is 84 years old today. Born this day, 1903. And BBC Television is 51. It was this day, 1936, that BBC TV went on the air for the first time from Alexandra Palace. With the first episode of Terry and June.
Aircheckdownloads.com.